Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please, so I can access your account?
79065.
Thank you, and I am one of the supervisors over the floor in the fraud department. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Sherry Davis.
Sherry Davis. Thank you for that. And what is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
228 Canadian Street in Tampa, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, thank you. Let me see.
Can you tell me what was ordered or what?
Let me see. Let me try to pull up your whole account, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I see here an order was done on June 14 for $7.95 for a KitchenAid. Do you recall placing that order?
I did place the KitchenAid, yes.
Okay, so when you place that order, so this account is not fraud. When you place that order, you are in trial basis to call in and cancel. If you don't call in and cancel, then you can get billed for that KitchenAid,
$56.95. Oh, I didn't know that.
It is a one-time fee. It's not like you're going to get billed every month, but your account has been blacklisted.
Okay. Could you please take this $56.95 off because I just don't have the money. I don't.
We don't know that information, ma'am, when you place the order. What I could do as a customer courtesy, I can apply a 35% refund of the charge that was done to the account. Because you have to agree that you're 18 years and older, have read the full terms and policies. We don't know your financial situation when you place this order. That's why you go in trial basis.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about it. And the person, I don't know who even. I mean, I seen it on there on sale because it was a special sale, but I didn't ever see anything about no trial basis, $56.95, mm-hmm. if you call or whatever. I didn't know anything about that. So, yeah, if you could please just take that off because that way I don't have to call my bank and dispute the charges.
You're disputing the charge with your bank? Your bank will get in contact with us. On our side, we have to turn over your IP address, tracking numbers that lead back to the address, name on the account. With your IP address, your financial institution will see if you place the order. If your bank sees that you did the order, automatically the charge is valid. What I could do, I could meet you halfway with a 50% refund that was done to the account. But that'd be the most because you did agree to that information.
I thought you said 35%.
The most that I can apply is a 50% refund, ma'am. It's a discount. Those are the discounts that we have available.
And when am I supposed to get this?
All refunds take 3 to 5 business days for you to receive them.
And it's already been shipped out?
The item, yes, it has already been shipped out.
All right, go ahead and do it for 50%
off. The 50% refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Is there something else I can assist you with?
Nope, that's it.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care. I hope you have a wonderful day.